right now, we're going to head up to Resource Auction. Say, good afternoon, Dennis Belisky.
Mick Kerr, you always know how to touch on all the high points and the low points. The low point was the wind. The high point was bacon.
Yes, indeed. We're making bacon here this afternoon. It's just a beautiful day to be indoors, and tomorrow will be even nicer to be indoors. So,
we always say don't blame the weatherman. You didn't cause this wind today. Hey, you know what? It's a good day to be indoors and looking at an online auction. Our October monthly auction opened yesterday and closes on Friday. Got a couple of nice late model John Deere tractors on there, both local units. Got a 1066 International that's got like 5,500 original hours on it, and a really nice Ford pickup that's low, low miles, just the kind of stuff that's really hard to find. Got some nice big late model chisel plows. We've got a lot of other equipment and tools and different things on that auction. That's our October monthly online auction. There's a full grain dryer set up and hopper bins and handling equipment on there as well for some of you last-minute corn drying operations. And you know what? It's going to be a good auction, good opportunity for our sellers and for our buyers alike. And we move right into November with another similar auction, which is our auction that's held in conjunction with our Alaris Center event, our November monthly online auction, where people can bring things to the Alaris Center or leave them at their own home or business and sell them online from there. So we're accepting consignments for that November auction and for our December auction as well as we round out the end of the year here. You know what? Seems like it's gone by awfully fast. Don't want to be talking about winter and the end of the year, but it's coming whether we like it or not. But that end of the year, always a good time to sell your no longer needed equipment because there are a lot of buyers that are buying for tax purposes or other reasons. So make sure you get a hold of us, get your items added to one of these auctions coming up now, November or December. And then, of course, we'll continue having these monthly on all the way through 2022 and beyond. One auction we haven't talked about is yours. When you plan that ever-important retirement auction, be you selling all of your equipment or one or two pieces on one of our monthly events, we're ready, willing, and able to sit down with you, show you exactly how a successful auction will work to your benefit. We've got the track record. We've got the employees. We've got the technology. And most of all, the reputation and the efficiency to have a very, very good auction for you.
Just one thing you did not mention, experience. Well, maybe I guess you did because you were on the cutting edge of all of those things, the glossy photos and brochure and, of course, going online and doing everything digital. So you're kind of the first in many areas.
Do you know that 38 years ago when I started doing auctions, we would make an auction list. Sometimes we would have to physically drive it to the forum in Fargo or to one of the other ag papers in Grand Forks or whatnot and physically hand deliver those because there were no fax machines, there was no email, and if the deadline for the paper was Tuesday at noon and it needed to be there and you couldn't guarantee that the mail would get it there for you, you would physically have to walk it in there. And then, you know, one of the greatest advents that came along in the auction industry for us was one-hour photo developing. If you can imagine what a great deal that was. And then we could actually go take photos, get them back an hour later. And the thing is, we didn't do much with photos back then because there weren't any websites. We'd have a brochure that would have three or four black and white photos on it. And then came color photos, and then came different other avenues. And boy, you talk about how things have changed and the opportunity that exists for our sellers and for our buyers to sit down at the computer, punch a button, and say, look it, here's what's coming up on the auction. Here's where I find it. Send us an email saying this is what I need. Things have changed immensely. And, you know, there are some things about technology that we don't enjoy. But when it comes to things that when you're dealing with buyers and sellers, it's a tremendous advantage for both of them. And that's been our whole thing for all these years. Bring buyers and sellers together, be the person to do it, and have great auctions.
And now you take those pictures and they're instantly available online in high res. Because the one-hour photo, they love the 110 format. Remember 110?
Wait a minute. I got to see when the film is on sale because I need to buy film.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah, that was in the previous, not only the previous century, the previous millennium. That was a long time ago, for sure.
That was when you drove your dinosaur to town.
Yeah, indeed. All righty. It's the October monthly online auction, the Grand Forks Area Equipment and Truck Auction coming up. And, hey, I see you've got Wes and Herb Vosper's farmland coming up on auction November 9th.
Absolutely. There's three parcels there. There's a quarter and 280s. Real nice northern Red River Valley farmland being sold by auction November 9th. Good opportunity for local farmers, farmers out of the area, investors, even meteorologists and radio announcers should own more land.
You know, I went up there first week of October, you know, that's a beautiful part of the world up there in Cavalier County, Nitshe, North Dakota. So I'll think about it, Dennis, and then I'll give you a call.
You can see Canada from there.
Yes, you can. You can throw a stone from there and hit Canada. So, alrighty. Well, how do folks get a hold of you, Dennis?
You know what? It's like we always say, Mick, you can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
All righty. Talk to you next week. Have a good rest of the week, Dennis.
You and your listeners as well.
Thank you. Dennis Bilisky, Resource Auction.